Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
The top stories tonight. Education Secretary outlines his plans for school improvements.
Standards are so high all round that you simply cannot tell whether it is a state school or an independent fee-paying school.
Newport councillor resigns after trial verdict. And headline acts for the Isle of Wight Festival and Bestival.
Different genres of music and different entertainment for different people. You can't just do rock bands all weekend.
Those stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight, tonight, with Matt White.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight tonight. It's 5:30. First, longer days, tougher punishments for bad behaviour and a new test. The Education Secretary has been setting out his plan to improve standards in state schools in England. Barry Weir reports.
The traditional end-of-day signal could be going off far later in future, part of plans to improve standards in state schools. Michael Gove, the Education Secretary, has one clear aim.
When you visit a school in England, standards are so high all round that you simply cannot tell whether it is a state school or an independent fee-paying school.
But how is he going to do it? Well, for a start, the school day is going to get longer. You'd think an unpopular move with students, but not with these pupils.
The longer the day is, like, the more we learn, so like it has a positive effect on our levels and grades.
If you're a person who really wants to achieve, I would say extend the school days.
The Education Secretary also wants 13-year-olds to sit an exam, like a common entrance test in private schools, but it would just be used to keep track of achievements. And Michael Gove wants to go back to basics with discipline, with pupils having to pick up litter, given same-day detentions and writing lines. But Ian Baucom from the Association of School and College Leaders says discipline isn't really a huge problem.
84% of schools at the last set of data available were good or outstanding for behaviour. Now, that's still not good enough, but it's by no means a picture of a broken system.
And Michael Gove also wants more extracurricular activities.
All of these things help to build character and to instill grit, to give children's talents an opportunity to grow, and to allow them to discover new talents.
He thinks England's private schools are the best in the world, and he says there's no reason why state schools can't be the same.
Barry Weir reporting for the Isle of Wight tonight.
Isle of Wight Radio. And information for the Isle of Wight.
A councillor who was found guilty of sex offences against children has resigned from Newport Parish Council. 73-year-old David Whittaker will be sentenced on Friday after being found guilty of 6 charges all relating to sexual activity with children. The former Isle of Wight councillor has denied the charges. Newport Parish Council says he resigned on Friday night and says it has a robust child protection policy that covers all employees, councillors and volunteers. In other national news, and ministers say £100,000 a week is currently being spent trying to drain water from the Somerset Levels. The Environment Secretary has taken emergency question in the Commons on the government's response to severe flooding in the area. Last week, David Cameron overruled the Environment Agency by saying dredging should begin as soon as possible. Its chairman, Lord Smith, doesn't think that will make the problem go away, though.
We also need to hold more water back further up the catchments. We also need to look at putting a sluice at the exit of the River Parrot so the River Severn doesn't back up into the levels. Simply saying the answer is to dredge, it's not the whole answer.
Diadonne, the controversial French comedian, has been banned from entering Britain. He'd promised to travel to London to back footballer Nicolas Anelka, who's up on FA charges for using a gesture the comic made famous, which is considered anti-Semitic. There's to be a review of a Home Office decision not to let pubs open later during England's World Cup games. David Cameron's intervened after the trade body representing them said most venues would have to close just as matches were kicking off in Brazil.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
There'll be a post-mortem examination later on the body of Oscar-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's died of a suspected drug overdose, and envelopes containing what was believed to be heroin have been found near his body. The Hollywood star's fought drug problems for decades, and outside his apartment, these locals say he'd lost is tragic.
Just a surprise. I mean, he's only lived here a few months.
Well, I know his son, so it was kind of personal for us. It was just really sad.
I was shocked, and really, it's very sad. I loved him as an actor.
I feel such compassion for his family and his children. It just breaks my heart.
Jurors at the trial of Coronation Street star Bill Roach have been sent home for the day. Earlier, the judge summing up the case said emotions must play no part in their decision over the allegations against the 81-year-old. He denies all the historical rape and sexual assault charges he faces. Summing up will continue tomorrow. In other local news, and a man's died after suffering a medical episode while travelling in a car on Saturday. A spokesperson for St Mary's Hospital confirmed the man was conveyed after the incident on Beeper Chute, but later died. An Isle of Wight group's become one of the first in the UK to receive a Heritage Lottery Fund grant, as Lucy Morgan reports.
The Sandown Community Partnerships to use its £6,800 grant to create a heritage trail in the town. Those behind the scheme say they want to transport walkers back in time to discover Sandown's past. The Sandown Community Partnership is working with Ride School at Upper Chine, shopkeepers and business owners, as well as local residents and the authorities, to produce a signposted tour around Sandown. It'll show the town's humble beginnings through its military importance to its tourism status.
Lucy Morgan with the details. It's 36 minutes past five.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Next, it's been a big day of festival announcements for the island, with both the Isle of Wight Festival and Bestival adding big names to the lineup. Emily Wells reports.
It began at midnight with the Isle of Wight Festival revealing its final Sunday night headliner. Yeah! Kings of Leon are returning to the Seacoast stage in June, completing the rock and roll lineup. Today's announcement follows Thursday's unveiling of a sand sculpture on Ryde Beach, which revealed the Red Hot Chili Peppers would headline Saturday night, while Biffy Clyro will headline Friday night, with Calvin Harris closing the main stage. Travis, Clean Bandit, The Specials, John Newman and The Vamps also joined the lineup this morning. Then later this morning, there was more festival news from Bestival curator Rob DeBank. Winners of the NME Reader's Best Album and Best Track of 2013, Falls, have been revealed as the Saturday night headliners, with Beck headlining the Big Top for early revelers on Thursday night. Acts also joining the September lineup are Disclosure, London Grammar, Sam Smith and Clean Bandit, among others. Speaking on Isle of Wight Radio this morning, Rob says Bestival is bringing cutting-edge music to the island.
We've got Disclosure, we've got Major Lazer, we've got London Grammar, we've got this week's official number one again, Clean Bandit, Wild Beast, Sam Smith, the BBC Sound of 2014. And then, you know, some acts that maybe some people won't know, like Caribou, Churches. But these are, you know, really cutting-edge, left-field, music lovers acts. And really, the heart of Bestival is discovering new music and pushing new music.
It's already been revealed that newly reformed Outkast will be headlining Friday night at Bestival, but he'll be taking to the main stage on Sunday. Keep listening to Isle of Wight Radio for all the latest festival and Bestival news.
Meanwhile, Isle of Wight Festival promoter John Giddings says the June event at Seacloast Park offers something for all.
I think bands like Peace, Swim Deep, Deep Valley, I love them. I think they're incredible, the Horrors. They're great. They're really, really good rock bands. And I think it's quite amusing to have Pop Goes the Big Top in Saturday afternoon with Dappy and Neon Jungle going into dance music. It's for different genres of music and different entertainment for different people. You can't just do rock bands all weekend.
And there's all the details you need to know on our website for Bestival and the Isle of Wight Festival. You can find it all at iwradio.co.uk. That's nearly it from me. Thanks for listening to the programme this evening. On our news pages online tonight, you can also find details about the latest weather information for the Isle of Wight and read about the RNLI's SOS Day in Cowes. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. The business news is next.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
The number of people filling their tax return on time hit an all-time high. 93.4% of those self-assessing got their form in by Friday's deadline. More than three quarters also submitted theirs online, another new record. Travelodge is creating 1,000 jobs in the UK. The hotel chain spending £100 million opening 15 new hotels, including one in Ryde, adding to the 500 it already runs. It's going to be hiring managers, receptionists, cleaners and restaurant staff. The 41-room hotel is due to open in July. And businesses in Newport have presented the proceeds from Christmas fundraisers to Bewley House. Here's organiser Catherine Kidd from Specsavers.
Bewley Respite was somebody that we chose to support locally because we wanted to do something for charity over that 5-week period. We went about with candy canes to over 75 outlets with collection boxes, and we managed to raise in excess of £1,000.
Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
In association with the Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce, helping Isle of Wight businesses grow.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.